Geshe-la had asked that we do a meditation like we did last time on the four points of analysis of emptiness. So today, last time I can't remember whose meditation I used, but today I'm using Geshe Jampa Tegchog's version of it. So if you remember, the first point is to bring up, we bring up the object of negation, right? So that's the inherent existence of the self. So one of the best ways to do that is to remember the last time that someone accused you unjustly, maybe, or maybe someone was angry at you and you got defensive, that I that arises. So we need to feel that I. See how solid it appears. Maybe you could even see it, feel it as a sensation in the body. So remember that the object of negation, not the I itself, but rather the way it exists, the way we, as Geshe Jampa Tegchog here says, it appears to the innate eye-grasping mind as if inherently existed on the mere collection of the five aggregates. So that's the inherent existence, that's the object of negation. But then that brings us to the second point, which is that if the I, we have to convince ourselves that if the I exists inherently, it must be either inherently one or inherently different from the aggregates. Either it's the same as the aggregates or it's different from the aggregates. There is no third possibility. So we have to think about that. We can see what other possibilities could there be. Can see whether the I is the same as the aggregates or outside of the aggregates or within the aggregates. For example, if a thief stole something and is still here on the property and we wanted to look for him, we know he must be either indoors or outdoors. There is no other possibility. When we ascertain that there are only these two options, then if the thief isn't in either place, we know he isn't there at all. So then, if the I is not if the I is, you know, the second one we looked at was that it must be either one or different from the aggregates. The third point is the I, are the I and the aggregates inseparably one and the same? So that's the next, that's the other, you know, if it's not anywhere, then could it be just that the I is the aggregates? The same entity as the aggregates. So that's our point of investigation. In all other non-prasangika systems, there the person, the I, is there above the aggregates, as if it owns the aggregates or controls the aggregates. But in our system, we have to investigate whether it really is. We already know it can't control the aggregates because it's different from the aggregates. We saw in the second point. So now we have to see if it's the same, aggregates and the I are the same. For example, is the body the self? Because if it were, you wouldn't say my body. Are the feelings the self? The discrimination, the volitional factors? Or any of the six consciousnesses? Are any of those things the self? Is it one of those aggregates? Is it part of the aggregates? So if the I appears inherently existent on the aggregates, then it must be, it has to be somehow related to the aggregates. At least that's how it appears. So if you conclude that none of the aggregates by themselves is the I, then some people could ask, what about the continuity of the aggregates, like the continuity of the mind? Is that the I? The mind that changes from moment to moment. And moves from one life to the next. Is that the I? Well, one problem is that if the mind were the same as the if the eye were the same as the connote of the mind, you wouldn't say my mind, would you? Can't be the other possibility is the continuity of all the aggregates. But then if it were true, our body dies at the time of death, so at least one of the aggregates would have to fall away. So it can't be the continuity of all the aggregates. The body doesn't have continuity. So as Geshe Dhampa Thekchok says, if the person were inherently one with the aggregates, three faults would follow. Just as there are five aggregates, there would be five persons or five me's. Or just as there is only one person, there would only be one aggregate. Another fault or hole in the logic would be, it would be point the logic that if the person were inherently one with the aggregates, said it would be pointless to assert an I. If the I and the aggregates were inseparably one, they could not have the relationship of the aggregates being what is being appropriated and the I being what appropriates them. In other words, the I seems to kind of control the aggregates. So that would be like saying that the agent and the action are the same. And then also, if the I and the aggregates were inherently the same, then whatever is true of the aggregates would have to be true for the person. So for example, since the body dies, is cremated, and does not go on to the future life, the I would also die, be cremated, and stop at the time of death. So we know that the aggregates and the I are not one and the same. So then comes the fourth point. Are the I and the aggregates totally unrelated? So again, strange contradictions follow. Well, we'll have to wait for the contradictions next time.
So we'll say the seven limb prayer on page 35 of the gold prayer book. It's right here in front of me. Go sum gu pe ga ne chok shalo ngao sha mi chu chu chin ma lu bu to me ne sa ti tung tam che sha che po ye wa na ma che rang ko wa ma tong ba du Trolo chuki koro korwa dang Dang shen ge nam dang chu shen pongo. And then on page 97, the short mandala offering, followed by the request for turning the wheel of Dharma. Sashi Puki Chukshin Metok Trang Rin Rabling
Good evening. Then, so, Shankar, where we stopped last?
We stopped at. Right after, you know, at the end of the stain, without stain, not deficient, not fulfilled.
And
you spoke about the 112
Brahmins. Then did you need it? Did I finish the Shariputta? Therefore, in the emptiness, there's no form, no feeling.
That's the next thing.
There's the next thing?
Yes.
So now, how to do the meditation on emptiness when you achieve in the path of meditative, okay? Path of meditative, we finish the path of seeing, right?
Path of meditative.
So see, there's five set of path. Path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of seeing, path of meditative, path beyond learning.
Sorlam, Jorlam, Tolam, Golam, Milolams. So there's five tantris, there's 15 set. First five belongs to Hearer, second five belongs to Self-Realizer, then the last five belongs to Maya and the Path. Okay, so here, last five, then out of the five, now the number three, Path of Meditative, then after that, Path Beyond Learning. So how to now, so part of the Heart Sutra is divided. So now here, on, then below here, is like a meditation on emptiness related to the Path of Meditative. So now in the Maya, when you see the ten bhumis begin from Path of Meditative. So there, ten bhumis started, first, second, third. Ten bhumis only in the Mayana path. There's like Hearer path, there's no bhumi. Self-realizer path, even though there's five of them, path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of meditative, path of seeing, path of meditative, path beyond learning. But those first two, like set of path, there's no bhumis. Bhumis only in the Mayana path. So that even though Mayana path, there's path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of seeing, there are no bhumis. Bhumis begin from path of meditative. The first bhumis begin from there, okay? So now here, how to... if you do the meditation on the path of meditative, so that explains general explanations and the particular explanations. That particular explanation refers to the last, refers to the tenth bhumis, last bhumi. And that after that, you are enlightened. After that, you are enlightened. The tenth bhumi, after that, there's no more bhumis. So then you are achieve path beyond learning, or you achieve fully enlightenment. First talk about emptiness, then associate with the five aggregates. So, then anyaka singola pumbunga mina wani so meche but number seven meche paroche. Shariputta, therefore, in emptiness, there's no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no compulsory factor, no consciousness. You see that? So that's like the general, the way of meditating on emptiness when you reach path of meditation, okay? We should not take this literally. There is form, there is feeling. When you see no form, no feeling, that means no... there's a couple of different ways you can explain that. One, you can see say like there's no independent existent form, no independent existent feeling, no independent existent discriminations, no independent existent non-compositional factors, no independent existent consciousness. Otherwise, you know, it's like it goes against the reality. There is form, you know, you can't just say there's no form. Then there's more like nihilism, so. But there's no independent existent form, not independent existent feelings. There is form, dependent form, dependent feeling, dependent, you know, discrimination, so. So there's not much to explain the form aggregate, you know, there's not just form aggregate. Feeling, pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, neutral feeling, that could be, you know, like, generally speaking, feeling, there are three types of feeling, pleasant, unpleasant, neutrals. Then you can make it bigger, so physical, you know, pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, mental pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, then there will be, instead of three, there will be five. You can divide like that, you know, physical pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, mental pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, that could be, you know, neutral, maybe I'm not sure that's neutral. Oh yeah, so so this is for then discriminations that secondary mental factors able to discriminate between white, red, blue, yellow, you know, so like ability to distinguish between the phenomena, external phenomena, that's the definition of discrimination. So you find the definition, all of that, in like Abhidharma Kosha, Treasure of Knowledge, chapter number 1, there all the definitions listed there, you know, all the definitions listed there. And like why this order of form, feeling, why this order, all the reasons been there, so you can read, Abhidharma Kosha, chapter number 1. Or two. Not three and four, that's for sure. One or two, one of them. If you can't find one, chapter number one, you'll definitely find chapter number two. And then number three, then no, that's not there. Compositional factors, that's like beside four of them. Beside, say, form, feeling, discriminations and consciousness, besides that, anything that exists, such as day, month, year, time, and person, yeah, so on and so forth. Oh, these are called non-compositional factors. Oh. And also the detailed information is the Abhidharma Kosha. That's the one way to explain no independent form, no independent feeling, or you can say that, or another way to say is like, meditative equipoise. Equipoise, when you meditate on emptiness, what you see is emptiness. That's all you see. You don't see any conventional reality at all. When you are deep into meditation emptiness, what you see is emptiness. Emptiness is like space, open space, no cloud, no clear space. That's all you see, there's nothing else, you know. Nyamsha Namgatavitonis. Nyamsha Namgatavitonis, that meditative equipoise, object of the meditative equipoise is like emptiness, like clear sky. You know, when you lay down the park, when you look up, the clear sky, what you see, just empty space. That's all you see. That's what you see. Not no conventional existence at all. You don't see prayer, you don't see anything, you just see that, you know. So, everybody, when we die, so, you know, in the, when there's like 25, like substance, when they dissolve, all the elements that dissolve, the five that dissolve together, you know, with the element, water element, fire element, wind element, then like earth element, there's 25 of them, then they dissolve, you know, like, when you say dissolve, it's not really dissolve, it's like our water element become weak, so then the fire element comes, you know, comes obvious, then gets weak, you know, then there's some kind of external sign, internal sign, external sign. I do still remember all of them by heart. You remember? Yeah. So she does this meditation, wonderful. Kind of surprised when Chundarambhi came. So she went to visit Chundarambhi. Then Chundarambhi started to ask some kind of silly questions. And her question was silly. She's asking about this is the process. Chundarambhi's eyes went kind of like, wow, really? So didn't say really. So that, you know, like, that practice usually done in Vajrayana traditions, that practice. In the Vajrayana tradition, there's two stages, generating stage and complete stages. Complete stages, you know, both stages that dissolution meditations there. So, if you're interested, so I'm happy to introduce this wonderful library, Steve, so you can ask us, internal sign, external sign. So, very end, all of us will experience that emptiness like space. We all experience that. All living beings experience that. No? That's called probably clear light, you can say clear light. There's clear light, there's mother clear light and child clear light. Clear light. So there's more like mother clear light, everybody experience. Child clear light, then if you have some understanding of emptiness, so then you can combine, then you instantly liberate. You instantly liberate right there. Before that, so that's like we all experience that. We all are going to experience that. So before that, to have that kind of experience, then need to see emptiness, then other than that, there will be no experience. No? So, so that's like, objects like, emptiness like clear sky. Nyamsha namkata vittoni. Jedo jumata vittingri. When you come out of that meditations, while you're alive, you know, so not necessary to wait all the way to death, but you know, when you meet on emptiness, then that's what you see. You don't see any conventional reality. You see only ultimate truth, like space, empty space. When you come out of that meditations, of course you blink, you breathe, or you walk around, you do things. Then, of course, there's another kind of concentration there. You have jedob jumata vittingri, so. Right from the beginning, right, Rajin Chinden Daman is, right from the beginning, as by nature, not by somebody made it, by nature, right from the beginning, how things exist, they exist dependently, they don't exist independently. You know? But that's not how we see. We see things absolute, concrete, independent, that's how we see. Even though they are naturally, right from the beginning, they are empty of independent existence. But that's not how we see. We see they are like something dependent, absolute, that's how we see. You know? Rajinji Nendamane, number Tenavi digunju mashtus. Therefore, like illusion. These are like illusions. What we see is like illusion. That's not how they exist. So then when you come out of their meditations, then when you interact, you basically see it's like you don't take very seriously because it's like, you know, it's like illusions. It's like, it's not jetup jumata within this illusion, like has a concentration like illusions. You find that jetup jumata within this, you see how they translate. If I find here, hopefully, if not, then finish. The saying in Tibetan doesn't help. There's not enough English yet. So, oh, I'm saying that there is a... These two terms are important to understand. Jadok Jumata between this. Go Chanya, 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 Chanya. So this here, maybe some mistake, I'm not sure, like, experience of emptiness, like an illusions of the post-meditation stage. See, the experience of emptiness, like an illusion at the post-meditation stage. That's the one I'm trying to say. You know, when you come out of the meditation, then that's when so the experience of all that is right, that is seen, heard, about or recollect, like that of an illusory fit after arising from meditative ego poise on emptiness and the actual session. So make sense? Huh?
So I have a question, Geshe-la. So after you arise from meditative equipoise, if I look at you, you said that you'll see conventional reality because you're going to do things, you're going to walk around, things function, right? But I see it. I would see you as an illusion. So does that mean like? The dictionary was saying I was seeing the emptiness as an illusion.
Huh?
The dictionary seemed to say that it's the experience of emptiness as an illusion.
But I was supposed to say concentration. I'm not sure. That's what I'm saying is a mistake, or I'm not sure. I'm afraid to say it's a mistake. So actually, called concentrations. No. Supposed to say that experience of experience as a Yamsha Namgata Vetoni the Judo Jumata Tinzin is or Namgata Vetoni the Judo Tinzin. It's supposed to say instead of saying emptiness, supposed to say concentrations. So then you know, so what I say is that's going to be according to Song of Experience, Lamrim text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, if you look at the very end of the text, and you see those two have been listed there, and their clear is called concentration, it isn't called emptiness. Well, Nyamsha Namgata Vitoni, emptiness is only one, so there's meditative ego voice. So we'll see here like how they translated. Unfortunately, it's not here, so it's the things miss the one another. ਜਦੋਂ ਜਮਾਤਾ ਵਿੱਚ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਲੇਸ਼ਨ ਲਾਈ ਇਲੂਜ਼ਨਸ This I think, if I remember correctly, that's what you said, concentration and illusion.
So Geshe-la, I don't know if this is the, I have a translation of the Songs of Spiritual Experience. And here it says...
Very end of the text.
Yeah, it's like almost at the end. It says, meditate single-pointedly upon space-like emptiness.
Oh, that's one.
After meditation, see life as a magician's creation.
What is it called? It has to have name.
Oh, it doesn't say after that. It says, through familiarity with these two practices, method and wisdom are perfectly united. It doesn't give the name.
So the second one, there's not complete translation. The second one. First one is called, can you read it again? The first one seems like the right one.
It says, meditate single-pointedly upon space-like emptiness.
Yeah, that's the one that I'm not finding here. So that's the one I'm not finding here. That's the one. One thing, there's one thing. The second one.
After meditation, see life as a magician's creation.
And that part is incomplete, I think. Sorry to say. So
Shankar was asking before, like after you get up from meditation, then you would see everything like as an illusion. But I would think you would see it illusion-like, because things are not just an illusion. They're like illusions.
So anyway, the term that I'm trying to find, first one, Shankar, you please write that down. First one, that's correct translation of Nyamsha Nagwata Vitonim is Nyamsha Nagwata Vitonim. Meditative ego poise.
Meditate single-pointedly. Space-like emptiness.
Yeah, that's one. I think that's term is important to remember that. So what that means, it means when you deep into meditation or emptiness, what you see is like space. Nothing, no conventional reality at all. You don't see this, you don't see that, you don't see anything. You just see like space, no emptiness like space. That's the one term. So then when you come out of that meditation, then it's called like post-meditation stage. When you come there, yeah, you of course you move. When you see emptiness, it doesn't mean you don't eat. So that's, you know, long as you have this body, you still have to... Otherwise you'll get diabetes. Or maybe, I don't know, something. So, no, you still have to move, like, do things. So then, now the second one, Jedob Jumata Vitingji. Jedob Jumata Vitingji, so it's not here, so. But they say emptiness, that's not the right translation, I think. I'm afraid to say. is not right translation. Experience of emptiness is like an illusion. So that another name, I think if I remember correctly, Donas is here, concentration like illusions. So now what that means, what it means when you come out of the meditative ego poise, when you come out of that, when you come out of deep meditation on emptiness, you see things, of course you see things. Emptiness doesn't mean that doesn't exist, things do exist. But right from the beginning, naturally right from the beginning, they are free of independent existence. Rajijin and Domani number areas. Rajijin and Domani number areas. Right from the beginning, naturally they are empty of independent existence. That's what it is. Rajijin and Domani number areas. Then now we digu jumashin. But that's not how we see things. We see other way around. We see, especially when we get upset and we see objects as something absolute, concrete, independent existence. That's a mistake. That's a mistake. Especially when we get upset, you know, when we get angry with someone else, and you see that object is something independent, absolute, unchanged. That's all a mistake. That's not how we see. Right from the beginning, naturally, they are empty of independent existence. But we don't see that, we see other way around. Therefore, these are what we see is like illusions. So
Geshe-la, I found a translation by Thupten Jinpa. That will have it. So here he says, the space-like emptiness of meditative equipoise.
Oh, that's the first one, yeah.
And the illusion-like emptiness of the subsequent realizations.
Oh. Yeah, subsequent realizations. So I'm still not satisfied. There should be worse concentrations, not there, huh?
No, that's it.
So Thupten Jinpa knows material much better than I do, so maybe he knows English much better than I do. Huh?
The first one.
The first one.
The first one is correct.
The second one,
he says it's illusion-like emptiness of the subsequent realizations.
Yeah, so I'm looking for like illusion-like concentration. Or that word concentration has to be there. So anyway, so I already explained the meaning. Why it's called concentration like illusion. So like illusion, not illusion, like illusion. So and. Then according to Guru Puja, you know, the wisdom part, you know, his profession, the wisdom part in the Guru Puja, it says, Chinang Chonam, Juman Milam, Chinang Chonam, Chinang Chonam, internal Chinang, external object, internal, external phenomena, internal phenomena, Chinang Chonam, Juma, illusions, Milam, dream. It's like illusion, it's not illusion, it is like illusion, it's like dream, it's like reflection of the moon in the clear lake. Naya, it looks exactly like moon, but that's not moon. It's not the moon, it's a reflection of the moon. Everything we see is not exactly how they exist, it's like reflection. It's your perception. Yeah, everything, you know, the perceptions of, you know, liking something, not liking something, commenting something, judging something, liking this color, that color, there's not one ultimate color that everybody likes, but that's all perceptions. That's a, That's not how thing exists. This is a reflection of the mind. The nature of that mind is empty. No, it's the reflection of the reflection of mind. These are like reflection, are like illusions. Oh? Whatever they're reflecting, that's the mind, and the nature of their mind is empty, or empty like space. Maybe see the Guru Puja, so maybe you can find that. You have Guru Puja there? Look at the sixth profession in the wisdom part. You can read the stanza from the wisdom part. Maybe, hopefully, there's a translation there. Committing this. Yeah, wisdom part. Hopefully, if it's not there, so that's the last resource.
I seek your blessings to complete the perfection of wisdom through the space-like yoga of single-minded placement upon ultimate truth, conjoined with the pliancy and great bliss induced by the discriminating wisdom analyzing suchness.
This is the wisdom part?
That's the perfection of wisdom in the Guru Puja.
One more stanza there.
Okay. I seek your blessings to perfect the samadhi on illusion.
Oh, samadhi, I said.
I seek your blessing to perfect the samadhi on illusion.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Samadhi and illusion. Then please continue. Oh, that's the one.
By realizing how outer and inner phenomena
lack
true existence but still appear like a mirage, a dream, or the moon's image on a still lake.
Jumma. Anjumma. Like mirage?
Mirage.
And?
Like a mirage, a dream, or the moon's image on a still lake.
So mirage, that's also probably a mistake, that one mirage. So it's supposed to say illusions. No, it's not mirage, when the sun and the sand, sand and the sun, when they get together, when sun hit on sand, so then, it's kind of like created like water, that's mirage, that's called mirage. Illusions are different. So, that is also what you see is not there. What you see is not there because you are hallucinated by combination of sand and the sun. And you are hallucinated by animal power too. Animals also dating the water. People also kind of hallucinate too. There's mirage. Juma, that's more like illusions. So, according to the Tibetan text, Chinachana Juma, Melang the Juma means illusions. Miraj, that's a separate word called Michu. Michu, there's different words for that Miraj. Huh? So there's one, Samadhi means concentration. Same, that Samadhi is like the best form of concentration, right? Highest level of concentration. The shamatha, samadhi, shamatha, kamabhaji, they're all same. Shine. Oh. So then what's called?
So that, the stanza again?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. I seek your blessings to perfect the samadhi on illusion.
That's the term that I want you to remember. Samadhi on illusions.
Okay.
So now what that means, you need to explain that. You need to explain what it means. So now another term here, for emptiness, another term, there's now two terms, samadhi on illusions. So that word need to explain. You need to explain, otherwise people don't understand. Then same, emptiness something?
Space like emptiness.
Whole thing.
Or meditate single-pointedly on space.
Meditate
single-pointedly on space like emptiness.
That also needs to explain. That need to explain, So what it means, you don't see any conventional reality. You only see emptiness, like space. That's all you see. If you sit there 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, day, night, month, you see only space, like empty. You see like space. Emptiness like space, there's nothing else. No conventional reality at all. So that's what it means. That's how you explain. So then, illusion like samadhi on illusions.
Samadhi on illusion by
samadhi on illusions. So then that's how you explain, external, external of phenomena intellect phenomena, sinajana, juma, illusions, milam, dream, pranayatana, dasu, chichindu, reflection of the moon in clear lake. It looks exactly like moon, but it's not moon. It's not moon. Now then, please continue that sentence.
By realizing how outer and inner phenomena lack true existence but still appear, like a mirage, a dream, or the moon's image on a still lake.
Oh yeah, so that's what this is. I'm just saying, like chinachana, jumanalung the tangyatan and dazujin. Now yeah, debami the sudden jumanism, chinchilop. Seek your blessings to, you know, to bless me, to able to see that, able to see that. Oh. Oh yeah, so this is it. What else? Oh, maybe that's all. So. The one way to explain is that there's no form, like no independent form, no independent feeling like that. Or another way to explain is when you are deep into meditation, meditative ego poise on emptiness. There's another way to explain. You don't see form, there's no form. What is there? Emptiness. What it looks like? It looks like space. That's all. Empty space. That's all you see. 2 hour, 3 hour, 1 day, 2 day, that's all you see. You don't see form, you don't see feeling, even though you have form, you have feelings, you have all these 5 years again, you don't see any of those. You just see emptiness. That's another way to explain, no?
So that's a way of meditating on ideas.
Yeah. Not like the this actually like when you really, that's like after when you see emptiness. Then when you meditate on emptiness, that's meditative ego poise. But way to meditate on emptiness, Shankar, did you let the meditation here like 4-point analysis?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, Keshe.
So this, you know, if you really want to meditate on emptiness, you don't need to learn this 4-point analysis. That's the instructions how to do meditation on emptiness.
We didn't finish it today.
Oh.
We got to the third point. But couldn't finish the fourth point.
Otherwise, there would be a lot of people who see emptiness.
That must be it.
Steve, you look like confused.
No, I'm just trying to imagine, like, you know, when you see emptiness, then you're not just seeing space.
No, there's like, if you, this emptiness, there's a masam jimit. You can't, I'm not saying that I see emptiness, I'm even not close to see emptiness. Same like you, you know, so I just have some knowledge of emptiness, heavily rely on books, not on my experience. You know? As I mentioned, do I think of emptiness? Yeah, I do every day. I think of emptiness, rely on words. Say a word and I think, do I think about emptiness seriously? Probably not, you know, so maybe I'm walking or doing something. So not coming out of meditative ego poise. I'm already in the, most of the time, in the post-meditative state. Yeah, post-meditative state. That's how you don't see emptiness. Huh? So anyway, that's a wise thing. Yeah, I completely forgot why I'm saying this. So anyway, this 4-point analysis, if you really want to do meditation on emptiness, and that's the instruction you follow, how you do meditation on this emptiness, 4-point analysis, okay? Nishicheva is called, Nishicheva means 4-point analysis. That's the instruction you use when you meditate on emptiness, huh? So Steve, we finished?
I think I figured out my question. Oh. It was more like, how is that beneficial to just meditate on that space-like quality? But it's once you have some insight into meditation, emptiness, then you meditate on that space-like. You're talking about getting to that once.
Yeah, if the emptiness, what it looks like, you say clear, empty space. That's all you can say. So now I remember why I'm saying this about, you know, emptiness. Masam jeme, masam. You can explain exactly your, according to your experience of emptiness. You cannot explain. Masam jeme, masam is like, if you look at the beginning of the Heart Sutra, there's one stanza. Are you familiar with this stanza? No? So that's probably, that stanza composed by Shakyamuni Buddha's son, his son called Se Dajinji. His probably son probably wrote that stanza in the beginning of Heart Sutra. Homage to the mother something. Beginning of the Heart Sutra, there's one, there's supposed to be one stanza. Matam jame sharabhari majime one. Tulim jayir wa chate los. Homage to the three, like, times mother something, something. Huh?
We don't have
that. You don't have that? Beginning of the Heart Sutra.
No, it's on the copy we have.
Matam jame shara parashi majin mingan nabi mojim manam. Masam jame. Stanza, that's stanza, one stanza. Maybe it's not here, so. Can you find it on internet?
Yeah. Okay.
Stanza, the beginning of, very beginning of the Heart Sutra, one stanza. It's basically, it's homage, Homage that's composed by Shakyamuni Buddha's son, his son called Se Dajinji. Probably he composes that.
Homage to perfection of wisdom, the blessed mother?
Yeah, what then?
And then it goes into, that's have I heard at one time.
Oh. Can say it again? The beginning, say it again.
Homage to the perfection of wisdom, the Blessed Mother.
That's too short. Has to have four lines. Tusum Jareyum La Chatelo Tusum. It has like three times past, future, present. I'm just giving you some clue to find. So with my English, broken English. Tusum Jareyum La Chatelo is like the homage to the mother of three times, or something like that. If that helps you to find. Huh? In Tibetan? Oh, that's very good. Anyway, so you keep looking, so then I will keep moving. Okay. Dije. Dene Pamaja Sumya Swam Jiva Namaja Myona. So that meditating like the Heart Sutra, that he has some say like the explanation on meditation on explanation of meditating on emptiness on the path of meditative general particular. So we are still in general beginning with the five aggregates. We just finished that five aggregates. Just finished that. Oh, oh, Dhamma Sumya Swami Dhyu Namah Shivam Meta Namah Shivam Meta No feeling, no consciousness. So. So here now that now five aggregate most of you know. So now second category that's called like. Fortunately, it's translated here. 12 sources of perceptions. 12, 12 sources of perception. So, mikje na, mik na, nava, che, li, yiche. You know, didn't it? Yiche, sukda, sukda, che, ti, ro, reja. So now see, it all listed here, so you count as 12, you count 12 of them, okay? No eye, one. No ear, but we have ear, but you know, no ear. No eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, six. So now, no visual form, actually like the subject and object, there's six subject, and there's six object. First object is form, sound, odor, odor, then there's three, taste, four, taste, then object of touch,
tangible object,
so then that's number five, right? Six. They say, what it says? Six.
No phenomena.
So that's very poor translation here. No phenomena.
No mental objects.
So let me see here. So I don't know how to say that. YouTube. We'll see. Well, let's see how that has been here. Okay. So they found this. This dictionary is very helpful. No, if you know, can I put you? Choose. So he also is here, it also says phenomena. But I'm still not satisfied with the translation. Just so the phenomena, you know, that everything is phenomena. So the five objects. First, five subjects, five senses, plus mental, the six. So now six objects. So then last one is Chichijirusu, maybe you'll find here some notion. This is what it is like. The form that called Chichichi Vesu, probably there's number six. It just, instead of saying, just saying no phenomena, that doesn't make really sense, no phenomena, no, all of them. Rest five are phenomena, you know. So now here, this is the one, number six. Here, the probably the better translations. The form of the source of mental faculties. Okay? So now the further explanation here. The object for the generating perception of mental faculty. E dot G, so I'm not sure what is that. E, full stop, then G.
Oh, example.
For example.
Where's the form?
It's a Latin shortcut for example.
This is giving you an example of it.
But there's no letter F. No.
I guess it's because it's an abbreviation of the Latin.
So there's illusion now. It's illusion because there's something saying doesn't match with the word and there's no word. There's illusions. How you say?
E-G. Just means for example.
Oh, that's very interesting, for example. How for you spell with F? You Yeah, for you explain like F-O-R. An example, you there has to be E. Or E.
It's different language, Geshe. It's in Latin.
I thought Americans don't like to use different language. So that is now...
It's part of English now.
That's now E, how you say, E-G?
E-G.
E-G stands for example. That's mainly imputed by mind. Okay. Scott is, yeah, Scott knows, okay. Oh, yes. Yeah, fire alarm goes off. Fire alarms goes off. People run. Huh? Fire alarms goes off. When fire alarms goes on, what happened? People stay?
We run.
Oh, that's interesting. No, so there are things that imputed by mind. When you analyze the word, there's no meaning. No, there's no really meaning. Firearms goes up, so. Yeah, so. So anyway, here, so that's another point here, so I'm just...
So EG,
for example, fine particles, and the physical body of a dream state. So now the term for the last one, out of six objects, the last one, instead of saying phenomena, what we're supposed to say is like the form of the source of mental faculty. The form of the source of mental faculty. That's the term they're supposed to use here, but you know, it's too long. So now, what that really means, it means like fine particles and the physical body of dream state. Again, Abhidhamma Kosha, chapter number 1, either 1 or 2, they have detailed explanation of that. They have Chujinjibusu. I still, unfortunately, don't have clear image of that last one. That's whole another category of, you know, existing phenomena. It's no sound, it's no form, it's no form. No sound, that doesn't surprise you. No taste, it's not food, that's called abuse, it's not no sound. But it's not form. So then even that they use the word form, so you know, it's kind of hard to get clear image, you know. When you take vow in the first time, and you see the, like, how's it, expressions, physical expressions, kind of happy, you know, physical expressions, first moment of vows, nobody just is to see. Then the second moment, you don't see, the second moment of vow is not like that. Or maybe vow itself, maybe it falls into that, these various categories. Maybe vow is the form. No, vow, Padmosha vow, the admire, precept, or preserve of vow, all the same. It's form, but it's not really physical, you can't touch them, but it's form. Maybe that, it might, I'm just throwing you some idea there, maybe that might fall into these categories. You know, particle, something, say, fine particles and the physical body of dreams, body of a dream state, I mean, everything, all the forms that you see in the dream, all the different forms, maybe that also falls into that categories. is form, but it's not physical. It's not physical. You can't touch. So that's the part that better guy. Instead of seeing no phenomena, so that has special term. The form of source of mental faculty, the form of the source of mental faculty, that's the term they're supposed to use here. Okay? So now, here, you got six subjects and six objects. This become this 12. Huh? First one is five aggregate. So now second one, no eye, no ear, no form. There's two ways to explain. No independent eye, no independent ears, no independent nose. Or you say, deep into meditative equipoise, there's no ear, no eye, no nose. Not all the 12 of them. Oh. Now you have some idea when you say, read this part of Heart Sutra, now you know, this is like how the meditation on emptiness has been done on path of meditative state. So you kind of divide Heart Sutra into five paths. No? Even though it sounds very complicated, sorry to say, very complicated, important thing is emptiness. When you recite the Heart Sutra, the main subject of Heart Sutra is emptiness. While you're reciting, if you bring up some knowledge of emptiness, that's enough. Then if you somebody asks you to teach, then you have to explain. Then of course you have need to know the materials. So, to meditate, just think about emptiness. Just think about emptiness. That's most important. No? Then, maybe only a few minutes left, so come to get. So now there's no meditative on emptiness in the part of meditative state, part of meditative. Explained based on the five aggregate, then what is called 12. Now, 12 perception. Huh?
Source of perception.
Yeah, 12 source of perception based on that. That's done. So now, sorry, numbers goes on and on. Now there's 18. So it's easy, you already know, but I just need to explain, you already know them, but I need to just explain. Six objects, right? Six subjects. And now the faculty. Then 6 times 3 become 18. 22. So you already know them. The judge needs to introduce. So faculty, faculty, where the senses, basis, eye faculties. Without eye faculty, there will be no eye sense. What do you call, like sometimes they call something else? Organ?
Yeah.
Organ. Yeah, that's more like when you driving license, there's an organ on it. So there's organ, the better to call organ, the six organ. Six organ? No, six senses. Now six senses, there's 12, and six objects, 18. No, that you already know that that is just. Oh yeah, so then based on that, no eye element, so on up to and including no mind element and no mental consciousness element, even the Heart Sutras, all this squeeze all of them into a couple of sentences. It's only a few minutes. Come to the minute, make it come. So now it goes to trail link. So most of you know trail links, right? Outside, there's panka painting, there's trail links. that is like the extensive version of Four Noble Truths. Okay, the 12 links, extensive version of Four Noble Truths. The 12 links, you know, it's come from Four Noble Truths. So, why Four Noble Truths? Oh. There's causal order, causal order. That means you talk about first, you talk about cause, then result, then cause, then result. In that order, then the truth of the origin of suffering, then truth of how you say, like say, for noble truth.
Truth of suffering.
Mm. Truth of origin of suffering. Truth of origin of suffering. That's first. That's cause.
The cessation of suffering. Yeah. The cessation of suffering.
Then second one.
That's the
third.
Oh. So now the order that you know is based on practice. Based on practice. If you see order, different order, you should not be surprised. There's also causal orders. When you see other way around, there's more like a causal order. Because they talk of a first cause, so then result. So now, commonly known of a four noble order, the four noble truth, that's like, how you say, when you practice. Huh? Very interesting, the four noble truth, you know, why Buddha, first teachings, after he get enlightenment, after first teachings, and decide not to teach 45 days, then after that, first teaching that he gives four noble truth. So 12 links, now that's the, when you elaborate Four Noble Truths, that becomes 12 links. Hmm? Cause that gets you into samsara, then when you're in the samsara, what kind of result? Then the cause that, you know, helps you to get out of the samsara, that's path. The result, then cessations. First, you know, for example, like patients, they need to be diagnosed. And you find something to have a true
diagnosis.
Diagnosis. You find something is not right in your physical body. So then you see, so you have to find what's wrong. Otherwise, you can treat. You have to find, you know. So then after that, cure. So very interesting. According to Maitreya Buddha text, Sablam Continuum, that Maitreya Buddha wrote five texts. So one of them is called Sablam Continuum. In that text, you know, then Four Noble Truths, explanation of Four Noble Truths is based on the explanation of Four Noble Truths is based on the physical sicknesses. So first you diagnose the disease, then the second you find a cure, or then treatment, there's a path. When you overcome, when you heal, there's cessations. You know, disease, there's to the suffering. So then whatever it might be caused, like caused by, you think maybe it's caused by tomato, but it's actually caused by wheat. So then you eat, what do you eat?
Gluten-free.
Yeah, you eat gluten-free. Gluten-free. So then you get cured, you know, like that. Not because, Buddha liked to talk about suffering. The first teaching that he just liked to talk about suffering. No. You have to understand suffering. No. You have to understand suffering. No. Without recognizing, same like without knowing what's wrong and eating, like maybe that you have diarrhea, maybe you eat like Advil doesn't help, Tylenol. Even though it's called medicine, it's not really medicine for you because you have some other problem, then you eat that. So see, like you find out something's wrong, but you don't find the right treatment. You know, my teacher, Kensuke, you know, some of you know, in my monastery, is very commonly people just keep medicine in their room. They have no clue what is this, you know, so they kill read. So I'd rather give them some. One time my house kind of like not my really teaching teacher, but he's like, he run the house. That means he take care of all the monks, young monks. He got some kind of fever, so my Kenzovich give him some, maybe he give, Kenzovich got sick, or some kind of fever, then he, my like house teacher, he gives some medicine, almost killed, end up going to the hospital, see. So that's no. So first you have to understand, that's why Buddha taught, you know, because, if we don't understand first noble truth, there will be no serious desire to seek liberations. There will be no serious desire to seek liberation. There will be no. There will be none. The suffering that we understand, you know, even animal understand, there's no big deal, you know. So when they get hungry, they're going to find something to eat. When they get hot, they go under the shade. We do the same thing, you know. So anyway, so first we have to understand the suffering. So now, then after that, does it cause by something? Does it cause, or is it just no cause? No cause, no hope. If there's no cause, then why everybody? Why I'm the only one sick? Why not everybody? Yeah, there's no reason. So now when you find yourself, oh, does it have cause? Once you diagnose the cause, oh, there's something that I can eliminate the cause or not. So then you're looking for a way to eliminate the cause. So that's the third level truth. So then when you eliminate the cause, then you know the cessation. So, but need to understand, if we don't have clear understanding of first noble truth, there will be genuinely seeking liberation is not going to happen. If we don't think about the origin of problems, what is that? There's the afflictions and the karma. If we believe something else, oh, this is my problem, source of my problem is my neighbor, my friend, or my parent, my family, my whatever, no, or my look, or my body, or whatever, then there will be no genuine seeking liberation. It's not there. So therefore, need to understand karma, need to learn afflictions, how many of them, there are 6 root of them, then 20 secondary of them, need to learn all of them. Huh? Then you know, see the 12 link, how goes into the samsara, and goes round and round, round, it never goes up, you know. That's how the wheel turns. No, it's not by accident, that's how it turns, you know. So, that's why Lama Tsongkhapa said in all song of experience, therefore, Buddha taught suffering fast, Buddha taught. People need to understand. Not just that, people need to understand where it's coming from, source. Is there a way out or not? Is there a way out or not? If the answer is yes, then how? What's the method or technique? So that's how for noble truth. If we don't understand the karma and all these, you know, 6 root cause and 20 secondary, you know, like afflictions, 6 root afflictions, 20 secondary afflictions, then we will not learn how to cut the root of samsara. We are not going to learn how to cut the root of samsara because we have no clue. If we don't know how we get into samsara, if we don't know how we get there, And there's no way to cut the root of samsara. That's lama chonga pase. Kunju kwe juri mazana kwe tawa jesu mishibis. Silingi jo kwe chuja kwe kwa nubi nime sa lama vena taba jesu kunju kwe jesu kwe tawa jesu mishibis. Silingi ju kwa kwe jimu silingi ju so. In order to as even just can't wait even 1 second to get out of samsara, you know, like, so that kind of what is called renunciation, so it's not going to happen, First we have to understand how that cycle, this cause, fall into the cycle cause, you know, then the result, the cause, you know, so to then how to get rid of the cause, and then that's why the Buddha taught four number two. So the reason I'm saying this is like, because this is the expansions, traveling, the expansion? Huh? Not expensive, it's very expensive too. expansion of four number two. When you expand four number two, it becomes traveling. When you go clockwise, that's how people get into samsara. When you go to counterclockwise, that's how you get out. No? Get out. So
we circumambulate in the wrong direction, then guess what?
Huh?
I said then we circumambulate in the wrong direction.
Where?
We circumambulate clockwise. That gets us into
No. If you go counterclockwise, you become Pembo. Pembo, you know, you become shamanism. it's all, what they say? No. So they're Dhamma is saying, it doesn't create the cause to go to samsara. That's the right way to go. Even the Kabir is telling you, clockwise. What do you say?
Just talking to her.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Yeah, time's up. Yeah.
Geshe-la, what would you like us to discuss in the discussion session?
So everybody knows five aggregates. So then, what's the second one?
Sorry.
12, 18. So all of you.
Oh. Oh, I see. The six and the six and the
first five. So then 12, then 18.
Right.
These are the something that to remember, you know, to remember. And where these are listed, they're listed under the path of meditative, not like under the path of seeing. This is under the path of meditative. So you are more thinking about a quiz. Quiz.
I'm sorry, guess. Are you asking me a question?
No. Are you thinking about the quiz?
I'm not thinking about the quiz,
okay.
But I was just thinking about what we should discuss this evening.
Yeah. So maybe those. Yeah. And mainly, I think I really want, you know, if you are interested on meditation on emptiness, I really want you to learn this four analysis. That's how the meditation been done. Same instructions used by Lama Tsongkhapa. Managed to see emptiness. Not just Lama Tsongkhapa and like some of his main disciples managed to see emptiness in this lifetime. That is very, seeing emptiness very much depend on how much meditation you do. You know, very difficult to learn, but quite easy, relatively easy to see compared to bodhicitta, compassion, loving kindness. It's hard to be nice to all living beings. You know, not because all living beings are nice. And it's hard, practically it's very hard to develop compassion. Bodhicitta is very, very hard. It's not just hard, it's very, very hard. Meditating on emptiness, seeing emptiness, very compared to that, easy. Hard to understand. Compassion, loving kindness, Buddhism, easy to understand, but hard to practice. Very, very hard to practice. Emptiness, not easy to understand, very hard to understand, but once you understand, then it's very much depend on how often you do meditation on emptiness. So then you know, like, and there's 4-point analysis. That's the way to go. That's the way to go to meditation. Otherwise, you can just, oh, this doesn't exist, doesn't anybody, no, that's not how you meditate. Of course, you talk of emptiness, about independent, fear of independent existence. When you meditate on emptiness, that's not how you meditate on emptiness. So you heavily rely on 4-point analysis. That's how meditation has been done on emptiness. Same instructions, same stone. I touch, I give it to you. You touch, you give it to Scott. You touch, same stone. But whoever touching probably have different knowledge, different experience, different level of understanding. Person who's holding it probably have different, you know, it's like water. You pour into gold vessel, silver vessel, copper vessel. Water is same. But, you know, they're different pots, you know, like that. You know, same instructions. It's quite fortunate, you know, actually to know. I mean, that's maybe next, you know, Friday. Please encourage people to learn that, you know, then lead. So that's more important. I'm worried because otherwise, you know, you just recite Hasura. That's not how you meditate on emptiness. For like us, you know, we are just learning this how meditation has been done when you reach part of seeing, part of meditative. That's not how we meditate on emptiness. That's what you think when you say the Hatsura, that's what you think. But when you meditate on emptiness, we need to rely heavily on that 4-point analysis. That's how meditation has been done, okay? If you are interested, yeah. So I don't want you to fall into some instance, you put so much effort that doesn't produce any results, so then just waste of time. So each time when you use this 4-point analysis on meditation or emptiness, you have no idea how much negative karma has been purified. Why? Because it goes to the root. It's not just cut the branch or leave here, similar leave here. It just goes to the root. That's why. Negative karma is like when you have a piece of glass, when you throw on the ground, it kind of like shatter. Your karma is going to be like that, meditation on emptiness. Even if somebody is just wondering about emptiness, your karma is going to piece it like that. See? So if you are meditating on emptiness, can you imagine? So like using this 4-point analysis, you will purify so much if you meditate on an emptiness, okay? So, and make sure that you get the right instructions how to do that, rather than just, thinking about, you know, there's instructions. This is important things. No, this is important. So the 4-point analysis, this probably needs more study. Okay, yeah, thank you. Took a lot of time, so, Yeah, maybe you do meditation together. How you do? You do together? Yeah, okay. So, bagasin yasa ng gawa dito na loo kung lakad na chapan juro na zona pa tinbe ni mo. Jambe pa rin chida chapan ako na sambo dito gawa dito ang pamilya. Yeah, thank you.